Hare Hare Rama Rama Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pari Brajakachar Jastatar Satya Shishimar Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityalaya Vishta Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pari Brajakachar Jastatar Shishimar Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Anacha Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Pampya Kau Ki Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadara Hashivasari Gaura Bhakti Vinda Yirada Krishna Gop Govina Sham Kundrada Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavindam Ki Mayapur Nabjibdam Ki Tulsi Devi Ki All glories of devotees, all glories of devotees, all glories Shri Guru and Gauranga Gopramanande Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ajanam midabu jau kanaka vidato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalayataksho vishpam marad vijabaro yuga dharma palo vande jagat priya karo koronavataro namastri kala satyaya jagannatha sutaya sa saprachaya sa putra sa kalatra te namaha napita chinim charakunayavatina karo samarpaitu manatva ujulasam sabakti sriyam hari purata sundara dyutika dhamma sandipataha Sada hridaya kandare spuratupa sachinandana Om Agyanda Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshumalitam Jena Tasma Shigarve Namaha Banchakalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Chapter what? 22, yes. Okay, here we are. One, two, three. Yeah, Hobaki. So, okay. Tavasmiti Vedan Bacha. Tataiva Manasa Vidan. Tachtanam ashitastanva modate sharanagata Okay, yeah. I'm gonna close that door over there. I'm gonna get noisy over there. Okay. So this verse says, one whose body is fully surrendered takes shelter at the holy place where Krishna had his pastimes, and he prays to the Lord. Yeah, let's close it down. Take shelter at the holy place where Krishna had his pastimes, and he prays to the Lord, my Lord, I am yours. Understanding this, with his mind, he enjoys spiritual bliss. Okay, 102. These guys got separated here. It says the last two verses appear in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. So, what? Yeah, I'm saying the one that we did last week. Yeah, that was the second one. Just because it referred to it, we will go back. Singhavalokana. Singhavalokana, which was a big verse that you did it, Pundari. Anukalasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam rakshishyati tivishvaso goptate varanang tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye sadvidasharanagati. And that is the sum and substance. So Srila Bhaktivinoda has summarized, I don't know, did you talk about that last week? He summarized that six-line verse in his introductory verse because he wrote the whole section, the whole songbook called Sharanagati. Those who are not familiar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given four main songbooks, and recently, within the last so many years, we discovered a fifth one, which I don't think has been translated, when they were exchanging with the Birnagar Babas, or they revealed that Bhaktivinoda had a whole songbook that was never translated, sitting around there for the last 100 and so many years. Yeah. But we haven't heard neither the name, I don't remember, not up on it, but yeah, the whole songbook equal to, it was news. I mean, when Hari Shari reported it, Hari Shari and others reported it, when they were getting all the literature from the Birnagar people and they were preserving it, then they found there was a big songbook amongst so many things. What's the matter? Huh? What happened? Can't hear anything? You probably need a hearing aid or cochlear ear. You know, you wear one of those big sound things that they used to wear, like. So this songbook, the introductory verse, which I think you quoted, right? Some of it, or what? How much? I forgot. The first line is what? Tanya Dive Doya Kore Sapasha Dasvya Dhamma Sa Abhatari. So that, again, because we don't tire of hearing that, those verses. In fact, we desire more and more to hear. Vayam tu navatripya tripyama uttama shloka lilaya chinvatam rasaganam svadu svadu pade 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 me. Step by step, we want to taste it. Svadu svadu pade pade. So if we hear it again, there's no problem. Can hear every day. Hare Krishna mantra, just imagine people are chanting 190, 200 rounds every day. They don't tire, they're increasing. So Rupa Goswami says, Karna Krodha Kadambini Gatayate Karna Buddhe Bhya Spriham. He wants millions of ears, not just two sets. What can I hear with two ears? So if we hear Sharanagati, so Rupa Goswami has put his whole songbook called Sharanagati. And in each section, according to this six-line verse, he has given seven, eight songs, so many songs. So obviously Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't tire of it, and he did pretty well and became the world acharya that we still worship and chant his songs every day so many times, more and more. So, okay, so that was 101. Tavasmiti Budan Bacha. From Hari Bhakti Vilas, but most likely it's not originally from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Hari Bhakti Vilas means so many shlokas were strung together, and still a little bit of a controversy whether it was Gopal Bhatta Goswami or Sanatana Goswami. They were so humble, probably they didn't want to take credit, neither of them. So, that there's one devotee from Scandinavia, he's spending his whole life just doing the Hari Bhakti Vilas. And I can't remember, his name is Luz. He has a funny Scandinavian name. But he was interviewed by Nam Rasa a couple of years ago. He's spending his whole, I mean, many people like Bhanuswami doing 200 books, big fat books. But that devotee is spending his whole life just on that Hari Bhakti Vilas. He says Gopal Bhatta is the main person. And so somehow or other, it's often mentioned Sanatana Goswami. So when you're that, when those devotees are so humble that they don't want to take credit, don't even want their name mentioned in your book. Like Gopal Bhatta, he saw that Krishnadas Kaviraj was writing a whole book summarizing all the six Goswami literature, among other things, giving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela.
said, don't put my name in that. Please don't put my name. Please. So he honored that, as not mentioned there. So Hari Bhakti Vilas is this rules book, and they many shlokas coming from different Puranas. And Puranas means hundreds of thousands of verses, so we never know, may never know, unless someone's studying. He may know, actually, that devotee, a Scandinavian devotee. All right, 102 is Sharana loya kore Krishna atma samarpan Krishna tare kore tat kale atma sang. Anybody want to chant that one? Anyone else? Who can remember what shloka? This is very much like Diksha Kale Kore. Yes. Krishna Tari, yes. That. You want to chant? Charan loye kore Krishna hi atma samarpan. Krishna tare kare tat kare atma sam. Yes, we need good Bangla pronunciation. No, he's too much humble. Ati dainya. Okay, so that is translation. Now, when a devotee thus fully surrenders unto Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna accepts him as one of his confidential associates. Now, this is the big Sanskrit one. Martyo yadatakta samasta karma. Niveditatma vachakishito me. Tadamritatam patipadyamano. Mayatma bhuyaya chakalpate vai. Matyo yadatakta samasta kama. Niveditatma vichakishito me. Tadamritatam pratipadyamano. Mayatma bhuyaya chakalpateva. Yo yadatak.
Samastakarma.
Okay. Martyo. The living entity subjected to birth and death. Yada. As soon as. Tukta. Given up. Samasta. All. Karma. Putative activities. Niveda. Nivedita Atma. A fully surrendered soul. Vikirshita. Desiring to act. May. By me. Tada. At that time. Amitatvam. Immortality. Pratipadyamanaha. Attaining Maya with me, Atma Bhuyaya, for becoming of a similar nature, Cha also Kalpate, is eligible by, certainly, translation, the living entity who is subjected to birth and death attains immortality when he gives up all material activities, dedicates his life to the execution of my order, and acts according to my directions. In this way, he becomes fit to enjoy the spiritual bliss derived from exchanging loving mellows with me. This is a quotation from the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.29.34. Krishna was advising his most confidential servant, Uddhava, about sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. These concern one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the activities of the relationship, as well as the perfection of life. The Lord also described the characteristics of confidential devotees. Okay, we have to do 104. Ebe sadhana bhakti lakshan shuno sanatan. Jaho hite pai Krishna prema mahadam. Jaho hite pai Krishna prema mahadam. Ebe sadhana bhakti lakshan shuno sanatam. Jaho hite pai Krishna prema mahadam. My dear Sanatan, please now hear about the regulative principles for the execution of devotional service. By this process, one can attain the highest perfection of love of Godhead, which is the most desirable treasure. Okay, Om Agantam Ananda Shyaganan Janasalaka Chakshumanayam Dhyanatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So the thread here is this surrender process. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this is bhakti. Gatira pran, the saranagati is the life of the bhaktas. It's the sixfold processes of, as we hear, anukalasya, sankalpa, and this is our very life. Pratikalasya varjanam, to always surrender in these different ways, not just surrender, shadvida, but broken down as we've been describing. And so, as we mentioned, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written so many songs. And for each word, each of the six processes, so many songs. And in each word of each song, so each line, there's so much powerful meaning. Emana durmati sangsara bitore pariyoachi no ami. In one song alone, there's so much ecstasy. You hear it, you sing it. And unfortunately, we don't sing enough, actually. Every day we should be singing. Imagine he wrote so many songs. Well, you can also look at it that, let's say there's a big feast. You don't get such a big feast in Lajpur, but say in Mayapur, if you go in Pujari room on Gopurnima or some big festival day, and they will have mahas all around on the floor, little cups and little, you know, you cannot taste it all. I mean, you'll see, oh my God, 1,000 preparations, more than 1,000 sometimes. So how much can you eat like that? You can only eat so much. Therefore, that's why Rupa Goswami is saying, Karna Krodha Kadambini. I want so many ears, I can't hear enough. I want to, he said, Tunde Tandavani Ratin, Tandavali Labdai, Gatayate, Pitayate. He says, we can't really, there's so much. It's not like it should be boring. No, opposite. Should be that, oh my God, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given so many songs. I have to sing them all. Can I study? We're going to cram them in. Prabhupada actually used the word cram. You should cram this philosophy. I think a letter to Pradyumna or someone like that. That means he's so much anxious to hear, to chant. So just in the one song, Emana Durmati Sangsara Bitare. And I have come into this material world, as it says here, Martyo Yada Takta Samastak. If we want to give up all this fruit of activity that we're so prone for so many long time, Anadi Karma Play, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, since time is Anadi Radhya, Govinda Sarva Karnaka, before the beginning of time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Anadi Karma Palai, we've been struggling to enjoy, not just now, but it's very hard to get out. So if Krishna's telling Uddhava in this verse here from 11th canto, Uddhava sometimes is also thinking he is one of the ordinary persons. Many times he's thinking he's ordinary like anyone else. No, notavo, madnyunyo. There's one verse where Krishna says that Uddhava is not even one slightly different than me. He's as good as I am. Even in fact, Krishna sent Uddhava to speak with the gopis. Like that. He's not different from me. He's a very, very elevated person. So here, but in this verse, Martyo Yadatakta Samasta, he attains immortality when he gives up material activity. He dedicates his life to the execution, according to my direction. And there's no lack of directions. If you see 11th canto, there's something like, 30, 31 chapters? Out of that, directly Krishna is speaking from chapter 6, 7, all the way to almost the end, maybe 29. 7 to 29. That's 23. 23 chapters. Bhagavad Gita is 18 chapters. So Krishna is giving directions in 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita. And then in Uddhava Gita, there's some similar verses also, but many, many other verses in there. He's speaking to Uddhava. Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, and yes, mystic powers. And very amazing to read it. You can read hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes. You can read it. Can I absorb all this? Because Krishna's speaking, and like Arjuna is saying, speak again. I never tire. Bhuya Katya Triptir Hi Shinvato Nasti Mayim Ritam. Because it's Amritam. Here in this verse, we're getting the word Amrita. Amrita Tvaya Kalpate. In the second chapter, Suke Duki Same Kritpa La Bala Bao Jayo Jayo. Krishna's telling Arjuna that if someone can become immune to any kind of loss or gain, heat and cold, shitoshna, he can attain this immortal state. Right in the beginning of the Gita, second chapter. Tadamritatvam. Same thing is stressed here, but in more and more detail. It's like you look at a kaleidoscope and it's changing. You turn it like this. Snowflakes, each one different. So although there's much repetition, and sometimes you seem it's like, okay, we heard that. We read Bhagavad Gita. No, you get more and more. Tadamritatvam. Realize your immortality. Amrityasraya kalpate. Similar thing is spoken throughout Gita. Like in the 13th chapter, there's a verse like that. That Madbhavo. This other in every chapter, there's some inference about it. Mam. Ivangcha Jivaloki Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasastan Indriyani. In the 15th chapter, 7th verse? No, 6th, 7th, whatever. It's described Mam Ivang Jivaloki Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasastan Indriyani. They're struggling very hard, life after life, with these six senses and the mind. But they're sanatana. Like, same thing as second chapter of the Gita. Sanatana. Vasangchi jananyatavahaya. That giving up this body is just like some clothes over and over. Like Prabhupada sometimes would say, from his angle, he's seeing the bodies that are just moving around temporarily like that. And he can see the living entity at any time, independent of the body. This is takes some realization. But the key is given here also. When he dedicates his life to the execution of my order and acts. So have you heard me in the end of the Gita? The beginning of Gita, then Arjuna was perplexed. What does that say? Sadimam tam prapanam. What's the first one? Huh? Shishyashteham, but the first word of the verse. He says, I am bewildered. You remember? Huh? Karpanya dosha pahata sabhava pichamitam dharma samudha cheta. Samudha chetaha means your cheta, your consciousness is mudha, bewildered. Samudha cheta. Therefore, he didn't know what to do on the battlefield. I have all these paschaitan. I'm seeing all these relatives coming before me and my guru, guru nahatvahi mahanubhavam. I don't want to kill. How can I kill any guru? Drona was his guru. He taught them how to use all the weapons. And his grandfather, Bhishma, very esteemed personality. Nobody wants to kill your grandfather, your guru, your teacher. But this kind of guru, yes, you have to reject. So Krishna was inciting him, give this up. It's a very extreme example that on the battlefield. So finally, he comes to this point. I am so bewildered in the second chapter of the Gita, and he gets to this karpanya dosha pahata. Karpanya means he's a kripana. He's realizing he's a kripana. He's not broad-minded. Karpanya dosha pahata. And this is considered dosha, afflicted with all these faults. So Arjuna was intelligent to know that. Pahata. Prichchami, therefore, he's inquiring. Prichchami dharma samudhi. Tam papanam, I'm surrendering unto you. So Arjuna performed the surrender act throughout Gita, and we're able to hear it. So in this, tadamrita tam pratipajamano, attaining with me atma bhuyaya, becoming of a similar nature, madbhavam. Adigachati. One attains my 13th, 14th chapter, Krishna's explaining this. One attains my similar state, one who can listens to me. So if we don't listen to Krishna, then moha. Pran, you always quote that verse about if one doesn't listen to me, what is that verse? In the 18th chapter, there's so many verses like that. One who does not, but under illusion, your false ego, ahankara. One, in the material world, everyone is foolish thinking they're the doer. So Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks he's the doer of anything is immediately a fool. So material world is full of fools and rascals. It's not an exaggeration. Avijanti ma mudha, manushim tanam ashrita. Mudha, na bhajanati. They cannot understand me. Sometimes people get upset if you quote that from Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada would say, no, I have not said this. Krishna said it. Why are you blaming me? Just like Prabhupada had one friend, Dr. Patel. And Prabhupada was speaking so strongly, walking on the beach in Juhu. Many times he came along. That a very intelligent doctor. And he knew Bhagavad Gita. He could quote whole Bhagavad Gita, many verses from Bhagavatam. So, wow, this guy is so intelligent. Very good pundit. Still, Prabhupada would smash him and smash his ideas. If Prabhupada would say often things like Gandhi is a rascal or Tilak or some famous big great heroes in India, and he's, oh no, Swamiji, you cannot say like that. No, Prabhupada would say, no, I'm not saying that. No, this is all Krishna speaking. Mohitam na bijanati. Mamai bhaparam. They're in illusion. Tribir gunamayar bhava, abhi sarvamidam jagat, mohitam. They're in illusion, controlled by the three modes of nature. So Krishna has already given that. He's given that here again in 11th canto in so many ways. Tadamitatvam. Only at that time can one attain. So Mahaprabhu is speaking here with Sanatan. Sanatan showed extreme humility. We can find so many leelas with Sanatan Goswami. He felt so humble that he would not even go near the Jagannath temple. Such a great person that when Mahaprabhu was introducing him to Rupa and Sanatan, he told Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy was, of course, very humble. All disciples are so humble, but he said that Sanatana Goswami is on the same level as you because they did not know Sanatana Goswami, seemingly. But Sanatana Goswami, he was called to have lunch in Yameshwar temple with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he came there, of course, he was very ecstatic. He was not in a bodily concept of life. He ran along the beach where the sand is. I don't know, anybody's walked on the hot sand, any hot sand, but I know. And sometimes it's so hot, you can't walk on the hot ground. The sun is beating down 110, 20 degrees all day long. So when Sanatana Goswami went along the beach and he came for lunch, the first thing Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, Sanatana, how did you come here?" Of course he knows, but in fact, in the first verse of that chapter, it described parikshaya, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's within everyone. He's knowing so he knew exactly what's going on, but he asked him, "How did you come?" He said, "No, I came along the beach." "You didn't come along the Jagannath temple, Singhadwar. It's a very easy way to come. Here you're going, your feet are burning. You didn't notice that, your feet are burning?" "No, parikshaya," he was asking to see his response. He said, "No, I didn't notice anything." But his feet, anyone could see his feet were all blistered, painful. So Sanatana Goswami said, "No, I cannot go that way because the pujaris, they're coming and going. And what if they touch me? I am such a lowly person." So Sanatana Goswami, Haridas Thakur, every day Mahaprabhu is coming to see them, bringing Mahaprasad from Jagannath Temple. Although they themselves were so thinking so fallen, they would not go in Jagannath Temple, would not even go in front. They will only see the tower, the chakra, and the Viman of Jagannath Temple. Not qualified. I have no qualified. Na prema shavanari bhakti api ba yogota vaishnava ganam ba shubha karma ba kiraho sajyatira pastiva hinat arke. Means, I'm very fallen. I don't have what to speak of prema. This is Rupa, sometimes it's attributed to Sanatana, but very nice verse. Na prema shavanadi, I don't hear properly, I haven't heard anything. Na na shastra vicharanaika nipanosa dharam. Sanatana Goswami, six Goswamis, they have established the dharma. Yuga dharma palo. Nitai gor nitai, they have come to establish the dharma, and they've done it through the six Goswamis. They've studied all the shastras. How is he not knowing, not hearing? Of course he's hearing, but he's thinking, shravanadi bhakti. I don't have qualification to even hear anything. What to speak of bhakti? Na prema shravanadi bhakti yoga tava. I don't have any of the qualifications, any of these qualifications. No mystic power or anything. Jnanam, knowledge, I have none. Shubha karma, good karma. I'm sinful. Jagai Hoite, when Rupa and Sanatana met with Chaitanya for the first time, they gave that verse. What is that verse? I forget the first word, but that we're so fallen, they also said, worse than Jagai Madai. Kaviraj Goswami is saying similar. Jagai Madai Hoite Mui Se Papista. I am more sinful than Jagai Madai. Rupa and Sanatana said, we are more sinful than Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai was so famous of being delivered by Gaur Nitai. But at least Jagai Madai had some qualification. They were Brahmanas. We are not even, we are nothing. So Sanatana Goswami speaking like that. Nashavanadi Bhakti Yoga to the Vaishnava, Kanaba, Shubhakanaba, Keraho Sadjati. I'm not born. Of course, they were born in Saraswat Brahman family, but they're saying like this. Not born. Hey, Gopi Jana Balaba, Vitayate Ha Hamada Saiva. Oh, Gopi Jana Balaba. We have heard, because he's saying Gopi Jana Balaba, we've heard some of the pastimes about Krishna with the gopis. And this is very wonderful. Mada Saiva Mam, it's giving me great pain. So I cannot stop desiring to hear about it. I have no qualification, but we're just reading in Brihad Bhagavatamrita the first verses that Sanatana Goswami composed. Nijapadabja. What is it? Jayati Nijapadabja. Premavatirna Dana. Premavatirna. He's glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Rupa. And finally, in the third verse, he's saying that this pastimes of Krishna with gopis that Mahaprabhu has given, nobody, what's the last line? Nirvaktum, no one can describe it, no one has the power to describe it. So although he's describing it, and he's going to give the whole book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, thousands of verses, and he's also composed the Hari Bhakti Vilas, so many other things, and he's still saying, like Kaviraj Goswami said, akatya kata, akatya katya, they can't speak it. No one can say it. It's unlimited. No one should think, oh yes, I know all this. No. Even Lord Brahma says, jananta eva janantu, he was surrendered. Jananta eva janantu, kim bahuk janame prabho. Jananta means, let them think they know everything. Janantu, that's okay. But as for me, vaibhavo naiva gochara. Manaso vapaso, by my mind, by my body and words, I can't comprehend Krishna. Imagine he was sitting there seeing all the same cowboys. He just took them all and put them in a cave. And then he turned around in just a few moments of his time. It was a year around here. And he saw the cowboys there and all the calves. Wow, this is something. Then they're all appearing as Vishnu forms. Whoa, something. So Brahmaji is speaking also very humbly. And he's giving many directions, not only Krishna. Tada amritatvam. So if we want to get to this stage, amritatvaya kalpate, then we have to hear again and again, more and more. Never enough, never enough. Otherwise, bile bhatra krama vikramanye na shinvata. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, if you haven't no desire to hear and you never hear, and your ears are just like some snake hole, Kaviraj Goswami says, like a broken conch shell or some weird thing, just useless decoration. Your ears were useless. Jivasati dadarkeva, and you're speaking jiva, your tongue is just like unchaste, like the croaking of frogs. Jivasati dadarkeva sutta. Dadarkeva means the croaking of the frogs. So many verses in the Bhagavatam describing it. One is never kastripniya tirtabado bidana sateshu vasu ijamana. One should never be satisfied. Materially, no one's satisfied anyway. So if you try for a material thing, you need more and more and more and more. Another thing, another thing. That's why they're always trying to sell a new car. Oh, you have the last year's car. And people with money, they go, yeah, I didn't drive last week. Last year's car, the other billionaire doesn't have, he has 100 cars, I'll get 200 cars. Asha pasha shatar badha, kamakara, this fruit of activity is burning. Rajo rakatmakam is described the mode of passion. Unlimited, kamakrota parayana. They're simply after kamakrota and taking shelter of it. Not only they don't have any idea, well, maybe this is not good for me. Kama Krodh. These hundreds and one desire after another. Hridya Kama. Maybe I should. But after a while, then, after so many times, Asatim Chataras Chaiva. 800,000. So many 8,400,000 species of life. He comes to this human form, Manusha Janama Paya, Radha Krishna Bhaji. So, is it Narottam? He's lamenting. I got this human form of life, but I still, it's calling here the Prema Dana, the Mahadana. So, Prema Ratana Dana, Hela Harainu. Narottam is saying that I got this wealth and I gave it up. I gave it up, Asate Bilas, and I'm playing around here in the material world. And Narottam is also thinking, he's a completely pure, spotless devotee. And he's thinking, Prema Ratana, I gave up this Mahadan, Prema Ratana, the jewels, I gave up the jewel, Asate Bilas, and I'm just taking, what's the first in that song? Gora Pahu Nabajiya Mainu. Is Gora Prabhu, Gora Pahum. Sankirtana, I did not swim in this ocean of Sankirtana that Mahaprabhu has given, therefore, Kisukalagi, I didn't get any happiness in this material. Oh my God. Padake Khan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, now I'm old. All, what is it? He's saying, now I got old. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is still, he's saying, I'm old, I didn't take part in this. Narottam, they're thinking. So they're always wanting more and more. So that desire cannot be killed. This material desire, if there's no spiritual desire, then we'll have to take part in this unlimited Hriday Maje more. Ashesha Kamana, Hriday Maje. Ashesha means there's no cessation, no end to the material desire, one after another. Kam, Krodh, Adi, Chai, Patapari, Deha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says they're taking me to the ocean and push me in there and drowning me. Gana, Kama, Tago, Dwi, Patariyala. He's saying this Gana and Karma are like two thugs, Tago, Dwi. And they. So Mahaprabhu has seen this, Yoganamatam Bhuvanam Dayalor, Ulagayama Pekaro Pramatam, that they're mad. They're not mad after Krishna. Like Prabhupada wrote one little booklet, Who is Mad? So Mahaprabhu has said, everyone is mad after the in the material world, but they're mad after material things. Kim Pramatashya Bahobi, or what is that? Nunam Vikarma. Yet Indriya Pitya Apnoti, Nunam Kama Pramata. Pramata means mad. So everyone is, and they're not only doing karma, they're doing V-karma. Especially Kali Yuga means there's no real karma even, very few, maybe in India. They're V-karmis. That means, Krishna's explaining that in the third chapter of the Gita. I will explain what is karma, what is V-karma, and akarma, those things. It is not easy to understand. Even Krishna says not easy to understand. Even the most learned person will be bewildered about it. But I will explain it. You'll become free. So Krishna is explaining it. You won't hear it anywhere else. You have to hear it from Krishna or his representative. Others are just giving you, you're becoming more and more entangled. Kama dinankatina katida palita durni day. They're giving durni desh. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am giving upadesh. Rupa Goswami is giving upadesh amrita. What is that? Good advice. Good advice you can see. Jiva begam udra pasta begam. At least you can see who is a guru. Most people think, well, yeah, he must be a guru. He has a nice beard. He has some followers. No. Rupa Goswami says, we will teach you what is guru. Udara pasta begam yo vishaheta dira. He can make disciples because he's fully controlled. He doesn't even talk about there, at least about Krishna prema. But finally, when you get in 11 verses, Rupa Goswami is explaining it. Vaikuntha, what is Vaikuntha? All the way up to Radhakun, Karmi Bhya Parito Hare. So many karmis are there. Krishna is explaining a similar thing in the sixth chapter of the Gita. Become a yogi, but yoginam api sarvesha. Of all the yogis, first he's saying, don't be gani, don't be karmi, don't be gani, become yogi. But of all the yogis, so over and over again in different ways, Krishna's explaining. So we never tire of hearing that, hopefully. All right, any comments here? Questions, comments?
The today's verse, Lord Krishna spoke this to Duryodhan when he was hiding under inside the lake. He was the last general of Kaurava party.
You mean this one, the 101?
Marta jada tekta samasta karma nivedita atma vichigishita.
But it's in 11th.
Today's verse, yeah.
It's in 11th canto.
Yes, but it's also in
it's
Mahabharata.
It's repeated.
It's also in Mahabharata. So that time, Duryodhan asked Krishna that if you are God, why you are always favoring the Pandavas? Why not everyone? So then Krishna gave a list of the things he did for them, for the Kauravas. He said, you never align with any of my request. And then he quoted this verse. But this Pandavas, Bhima is about to finish him. So this Pandava, they are Nivedita Atma. They are completely surrendered to me. Therefore, this is my world.
What were some of the things that he mentioned, Krishna, that he did for them?
That he came to ask for a 5 village for the Pandavas. He denied.
Yeah.
Give a 5 house, denied. Yeah. Like this. Like
not even a pin.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Last of the nice guys.
Of course he got killed, but it was very nice.
He was about to die when he heard that verse, right?
Yeah.
Well, Bhima had already smashed him.
But he didn't surrender.
Even after he got smashed?
Yeah, no surrender.
Okay, anything else? All glory to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, Pundarik, did you have your hand?
Isn't that sixth chapter, Krishna says, Tasmad Yogi Bhavarjuna?
Yeah.
Then he clarifies what kind of yogi.
Gani Byopi Metodika.
Ah.
Yeah. 6:46, 45, 46, then 47.
Okay.
Yeah. It's still there in the Gita. No one's taking it out.
So we should all become yogis.
Yeah, they all became yogis and ghanis. They forgot the last verse.
Oh.
They only read up to 46. Actually, I heard that some of those yoga societies, they only print the first 6 chapters or something. Even then, if you only print the first 6 chapters, you'll have to hear the Yogi Nama Bisarvation. Madgatan Antaratma. Anything else? Okay, everybody's gone. Is there a bus going down to Daytona or something? No big bus out there? All right. Hare Krishna.